time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior because I'm on the grill, B?
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grillin' Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
We're still on, though.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're outside. It's going to bump up against 60 degrees today, and we are on location in the northeast side of Grand Rapids at probably one of the biggest barbecue shops out here right now that's making some fresh smoked meat. We're going to be talking about that all throughout the show. Got a little Veterans Day going on Monday, a great day for grilling guys. We support that about 1,000%. And you know what? The fall steelhead are still running too. So it's the Saturday version of the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday from Ann Arbor all the way over to Traverse City and everywhere in between. Bob, you know, I was talking to some guys that are actually picking us up in Traverse City. And last night when we were down at the International Food and Wine Festival down there doing a little field research, and they said the steelhead are biting up there, man. I can't wait to get up there for deer camp and give that a little bit of a try. You know, that's a great afternoon. You hunt in the morning, come out, maybe fish for an hour
or
two.
That's perfect.
Oh, man, bring some fresh steelhead back to camp.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the show. It is the Grilling Guys, and we're getting ready to celebrate all things veterans, and I think tomorrow's actually Veterans Day, but everybody takes Monday off kind of deal.
The banks and the post office.
Yeah, because tomorrow's the 11th. It's 11-11-11.
Okay.
Was the 1911 when the fighting for World War One stopped, and then like a year later, I think it was Wilson.
Yeah.
Another affable president actually created the holiday.
Yeah, and boy, and we've had a lot of conflicts, skirmishes, wars, everything in between since then. And it's just a great day to stop and pause and reflect back maybe a little bit on somebody that's in your family or friends that that served our country, hopefully made it back, maybe didn't, and honor them for the service and the wonderful freedoms that they've afforded us by some of them giving the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, or any kind of sacrifice, all of them. But, you know, it seems like we do a better job nowadays of celebrating and recognizing our veterans. I, you know, graduated from high school in the 70s, and Vietnam was winding down, and I missed the draft, fortunately. But, you know, veterans weren't celebrated in the 70s or really much of the 80s. It was there was a curse on them.
Yep, I had a brother that must have been just a couple years older than you that did go to the war at Vietnam, and he came back a different man. I think everybody does just for the experience. I haven't.
Which brother was that?
It was my brother Rick. He lives down in.
I met Rick.
Yeah, he's the one who lives down in Texas.
I don't know if I ever knew that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Well, you know. That was a terrible time for our country, and kind of seems like a terrible time right now, but I think that was worse. You know, you had all the radicals protesting, and you had our guys over in harm's way, and you had oh, what was her name? Hanoi Jane sitting on an anti-aircraft gun. I mean, country was torn. But my brother Calvin was over there, and he was a late draftee, and he was a point man in the 82nd Airborne.
What's that mean? I don't know what a point man is.
Point man goes out in front of your squad and kind of leads. He's a squad.
Ooh, he's the first target.
Yeah, and he carried a M60, which is a big, heavy 23-pound machine gun that'll fire about 1,000 rounds a minute. And
if you can hang on to it.
Big gun. Yeah. Big gun. Yeah, real barking thing. And so he was there about 5 months, and it was Thanksgiving Day 1970. They were getting ready to bivouac, which means set up camp for the night, and they were in this next to this rice paddy, and they had some drug dogs and bomb dogs with them, and one of the dogs actually tripped off a landmine, a booby trap, and it blew a 15-foot crater in the ground.
Wow.
And it took them all out except maybe three guys survived, and my brother was one of them, and he lost one of his kidneys, his pancreas, part of his brain. I mean, it was awful. And these guys were all tight because they were 82nd Airborne.
Sure.
That's how you roll. And they all went to different hospitals, and they really never found each other. And my brother made it about a year before he passed away, a year and a half. And his name was Calvin. He was an awesome guy. But
yeah, you got a tattoo on your arm with his initials, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, a couple of years ago, one of his buddies, a guy named Gary Rowell down in Atlanta, searching the internet, was one of the survivors. He found my nephew, Calvin Jr., on the internet, called him up, told him who he was. And so he and I started, and then he gave him my email address, and we started emailing back and forth. And the next thing you know, we're just talking all the time. This guy has a lot of baggage. I mean, you don't
how could you not
get over right? it that easily. And he didn't know until he talked to my nephew that Calvin had died.
Oh, okay.
So these guys all got split up. You know, I mean, they didn't have Twitter. They didn't have Facebook. They couldn't be pals online.
Right.
It was mail, and you didn't know the address.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network, and we're celebrating Veterans Day, a little steelhead fishing. We are live on location in Northeast Grand Rapids, the little burg of Cannonsburg. We're going to be breaking down some huge barbecue throughout the rest of the show because they've got one of these big Southern Pride smokers here. You got to see this place. It's great. But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of different ways to help the veterans. There's one right here online. It's called Fashion Has Heart. Now, I'm not a fashionista, but this is kind of cool because what it is, it's a nonprofit that utilizes mediums of fashion, art, and design to benefit the wounded heroes. It pairs veterans with artists and designers. And we have this thing in West Michigan called Art Prize. And Art Prize set aside an area for these guys, and they were for the veterans. So check it out at fashionhasheart.org and check and see what they've got for sale there, because holidays are upon us and it'd be a great time to get on there and support the veterans as well as get some cool stuff for
gifts.
That's
a cool concept.
Yeah, it is.
Anybody can do that.
Yeah. Speaking of cool concepts, in the next segment, we're going to break down this thing called the iGrill. You know, grilling a turkey takes a long time. Smoking a turkey takes a long time. And the key to making it right, one of the keys is getting it to the right temperature. And this iGrill lets you walk away and check without having to stand there with a thermometer. It'll monitor it for you, send it to your iPhone.
So my kind of grilling.
Yeah.
Walk away, baby.
Yeah, with a beer in your hand. Anyway, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're all over Michigan smoking up the backyard. It's going to be a great weekend to get out there and do it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.